93.7, the River, the River City's new classic rock. Dog and Joe show with you on a Lick Us a Win Wednesday. One more round of that coming up, hooking you up with the Firehouse tickets. That show will happen tomorrow night over at Ace of Spades. And I know it's an odd question, but who do you think eats more fast food? Do you think it's poor people, middle class people, or rich people?
You know what? I think I'm going to go rich people.
Why rich people? Why would you answer that way?
I don't know, because I think they're maybe so busy working they don't have time to cook.
Not a bad theory. I found this pretty interesting, and they had this whole research team analyze this since 1979.
Really? They've been working on it for that long?
Since 1979, and they found...
That's quality data.
Year after year, it absolutely is. Middle-income earners average a little more than four meals over the course of 3 weeks. Rich people... High-income respondents average three meals, and those that are poor, low-income, average 3.7 meals per 3 weeks. So if you look at it, it's all right around the same.
Yeah, it's about average for all of them, then.
Yeah, everybody eats about the same amount of fast food. Typical cost per fast food meal is about $8, just over $8. This is all coming from the census. And it says $8 is a lot of money for a family that's living under the U.S. poverty line, which is a little bit over $16,000 a year, or about $44 a day. And they say it's doubtful that a poor family of two would be able to regularly eat and spend more than a third of its daily income eating fast food. Now, this goes on, and it talks about how fast food is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with all these stats completely, because I think, and my wife and I had this conversation the other day, fast food, I think, is cheaper
than
making your own food, than you going to the store. And I know you could make a big pot of beans and you could do the spaghetti.
I mean, you think so? To eat fast food meals.
It's cheaper.
Than to go to the grocery store.
Yeah, I really do. McDonald's is bringing back their dollar menu. They're going to bring back their dollar double cheese or whatever. Taco Bell tacos are about, what, $1.59? And again, people go to fast food. You don't have to buy the milkshake. You don't have to buy the fries. You don't have to get the nuggets. You don't have to get the McFlurry spritz or whatever the hell.
Or super-sized or large-sized or whatever size they got.
So if you got a place like McDonald's that has the dollar menu, and you go in and you get two cheeseburgers or two double cheeseburgers, or you get three tacos and a water... Are you going to be, like, stuffed to the top of your throat, like where lettuce is hanging out of your mouth? Probably not. But if you ate it three times a day at a dollar menu, you could get in and out of McDonald's for $6 a day. If you get waters, because they all give you the free water cup.
If you got the meal, though, I mean, you're talking eating off the dollar menu, but if you got one of them, any of the meals.
Oh, those are like $7, $8.
You know?
Yeah.
But you don't have to get water with that, because you get a drink with it.
Yeah, I mean, on some of them, if you play your cards right, you might be able to do it for under $8, but I'm talking about don't order the number one or the number two. Just get two of the dollar items and a water with a free water cup. Because I'm telling you, think about this. This is what people, I don't think...
They got dollar fries on there? Because you can't go to McDonald's without getting French fries.
See, but you're doing what the people that eat fast food do. They can't just settle with two cheeseburgers or two doubles or whatever. They got to get everything.
If you're going to go to McDonald's and you don't get French fries... That's a waste.
Okay.
And you should have your McDonald's privileges revoked.
Have you been to McDonald's with me?
Yeah, you should have your privileges. You should have yours revoked for far different reasons than not getting French fries. But the fact that you don't is highly suspect.
I don't get fries when I get burgers. If I sit down to get a burger, I just want a burger.
Yeah, but from any other place, I could possibly see that. But you're going to go to McDonald's and you're not going to get fries?
I don't, and I haven't for years. And if I go with Joe or if I go with someone, I'll eat my whole hamburger.
And then two or three of our fries.
And then at the end, I'll sneak a couple sticks out of your box.
I don't care what you say. There is no establishment on the face of this planet that has got better French fries than McDonald's. Hands down, they have the best fries out there.
I don't think I can argue that. I mean, Wendy's back in the day, Carl's Jr. back in the day, they had some good ones, but I can't argue that.
There ain't nowhere even close to being as good as theirs.
I don't think there is. But if people... didn't buy the fries and the shake or the Coke and all that, they could save a lot of money. But back to cooking your own food, the groceries at the store now, everything is so freaking expensive. Avocados are over $2. Look at the price per pound for chicken, for beef. And you have
That's true.
You drive in and you pick up you bring home. Think about the gas going. Think about the time loading the cart. Think about the time unloading. Think about the gas or electricity you use to cook it, to refrigerate it. You got to wash the dishes you put it on. You have to buy your own paper towels. You have to buy soap. It costs money to run the dishwasher.
Oh, so you're factoring all of it in.
Well, shouldn't you? I mean, we have to buy napkins. We have to buy paper towels. You go to a McDonald's or a fast food, you just take a couple out of their deal. And they factor those things into the price of your meal as well.
True.
But I don't think when they analyze this, they bring in all the costs that it takes to eat at home. I'm telling you now, more and more, I don't know if you can get under $10 a meal for anything that has quality in it or anything that's fresh.
So a vegetable, a protein, and something else for under
a light carb, a starch, something else.
I don't think you could do it for under $10. You might on a couple of things.
Yeah, like I say, a big vat of spaghetti. Big thing of chili beans, a big stew.
Something like that, yeah, possibly.
You're going to, you know, thin out the peanut butter extra thin with jelly. You know, you might get away with that in a bag of chips, but you're eating that three squares a day to stretch it out. You know, I don't think you can do it. And if you're eating Top Ramen and stuff like that, okay. But again, that's not good for you either.
I'll tell you this. I don't even buy the highest quality food.
No kidding.
I mean, I really don't. I try to buy as good of natural organic stuff as I can because I feed Digger dinner, and I'm responsible.
If Digger wasn't here, you wouldn't care, would you?
No. I would get whatever I could eat. But just me and him, and granted, since we started doing the new show, I have dinners every night now, so I'm responsible for feeding him dinner every night. I am, and this is no joke, I am $300 every 3 weeks.
Every 3 weeks?
In groceries. So $300 worth of groceries will last me and him lunch and dinner for about 3 weeks.
Okay, so two meals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's a vegetable and something good that I'm making for him. And I don't always eat that myself, but I at least make that for him.
So if you break that down, you know, I mean, I'm not going to do the hard math on it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't know roughly if
you can
figure.
That's not a lot of money, Joe. Again, it's only two meals, but I mean, $300 for, you're saying 3 weeks?
For about 3 weeks. And sometimes I got to get little odds and ends in between, but typically it's about $300.
That's pretty damn cheap, honestly.
So I'm doing it fairly inexpensive. I don't know if I could do two meals at a fast food place for both of us.
Well, if you dollar menued it with waters, you could.
$300, you know.
But you take Digger to the McDonald's and he wants the box and he wants the toy and he wants and wants and wants.
Yeah,
and
he wants the Nugget Mighty Meal.
Nugget Mighty Meal.
Yeah.
Let's go to Taryn. Taryn, welcome. What's going on? Hi.
Hey guys, good morning. Love the show, of course.
Thank you.
Dog, you might be interested to know that McDonald's does actually have, or I don't know if they still do, I'm pretty sure they still have them. They have mini meals, I guess you could call them. And you could get like a McChicken, a soda, and a small fry for like $3.
Okay. Mm. Well, if they've got a mini McMeal or whatever it's called, if you did that three times a day, and I'm not talking about dietary, I'm not talking about healthy.
That's $9.
So, yeah, I mean, if you're doing that $3 or $4, it's either $9 or $12 a day. You're hard-pressed to do that at home with a store with anything of quality. That is a tough price to beat. And then you go through the drive-thru, you get it, you eat it, you don't have to load it, you don't have to store it, refrigerate it, cook it. I'm telling you, it is getting cheaper. Food in general is just outlandish.
I mean,
the store, everything, fast food's even expensive. But I think you're better suited if you're just working on a budget and all you care about is cost. I think you can get away with it at fast food for a lot cheaper than at the store.
That's crazy to think about, isn't it? I mean, that's because it used to not be that way, I don't think, did it? I mean, it used to be able to get groceries and plan your meals and do whatever far cheaper than it was to eat out.
Yeah, I mean, you could stretch out a lot of stuff for a long time. And fast food, you know, it kind of goes through these ups and downs where sometimes it's expensive, sometimes it's cheap. Back when we were kids, we never could eat Taco Bell. Taco Bell was expensive. Burrito Supremes were like $3. They were a lot bigger, but I mean, Taco Bell was pretty expensive.
Was it more expensive back in the day than it is now?
McDonald's was cheaper. And then, you know, Carl's Jr., you know, there was a time when you had to sit down with a loan officer, you know, and I love Carl's Jr., but they all go through these hills and valleys of, you know, pricing.
Yeah.
So.
Wow, that's crazy to think about that. I've never thought about that, actually, that you could probably eat out cheaper than you can buy your groceries.
I'm not telling people to do it. No, I know. But sit down. Add it up one night. If you're one of those people, you know, you travel. A lot of people eat fast food. Do the math on it and see. 93.7.